G'day and welcome back to Commodity Conversations by the team at Mercado, the podcast where we keep you up to date with the latest trends, drivers and moves in livestock, grain, oilseed and fibre markets. My name's Ethan Woolley and thanks again for listening to episode 267. Rain is well and truly on the radar for the east coast of Australia. For livestock and particularly cattle markets in the last 12 months, the prevailing price at the yards has been dictated heavily by confidence in the forecast. With US beef export prices continuing to climb and slaughter capacity remaining elevated, drivers for cattle look favourable in the long term. To discuss what happens next in the short term, however, we welcome today's guest, Andrew Holt, Senior Account Manager and Divisional Livestock Coordinator with Nutrien Ag Solutions. Andrew has boots on the ground in Queensland cattle country and is well placed to talk us through what the impacts will be in the coming weeks after this significant rain event. I'll now hand over to Olivia Agar and Andrew Holt.
Andrew, firstly, thanks for joining us today. How's it looking out the window at Toowoomba today?
Look, it's raining here, but yeah, talking to some people back in Roma, certainly very, very wet underfoot, raining on and off and hasn't cleared up as yet.
That's great to hear. It's looking pretty wet outside my window at the moment too. But in the last week or so, we've seen that central and southern Queensland have got a pretty good drenching. I think the reports coming in were up to 100 mils in parts. And even just looking at the four-day forecast ahead is showing that eastern Queensland and New South Wales are next in line with, you know, large areas set to receive a pretty heavy fall. So what have you heard in terms of the rain that's hit the ground so far up that way?
Look, to be honest, probably for the 12-day period now, far in excess of 100 mil. There's actually been some people northwest of Rome there that would have had close to 300 mil in the two weather events. Uh-huh. But look, predominantly in our Maranoa region and further afield, anywhere from 50 to 250 mil for the two rain events.
Wow, pretty impressive. Did you see or hear of any impact on the cattle numbers coming through in the market this week?
Yes, certainly. We have the yard of 1,200 cattle at Roma this week just gone. Very much rain affected. Forecasted numbers approximately 3,000 for this coming Tuesday. Those numbers are predominantly people that have had cattle sort of banked up for a little bit now that sort of wasn't able to get them out for the last 2 weeks. So expecting a very strong sale next week.
Yeah, brilliant. And look, over the last sort of few months, we've seen quite an adjustment, you know, to put it lightly, in the market. I think the feeder job back in January was around $4 and it's probably back to around $3.20, $3.30 now. So has that really been a story of just plenty of supply, or what are you seeing, Andrew?
Yeah, there's an awful lot of cattle in the system to deliver. I think last couple of years we've either bought or bred significant numbers of cattle. So it does worry me a bit that once country dries out, there is going to be some pretty reasonable numbers of cattle flowing. And I don't want to sound like a pessimist, but I think it's probably going to keep the lid on the market a bit. Years gone by when we've seen this sort of rain event, we've seen a price increase of 50 to 70 cents. Certainly gonna see a better market, but I don't expect it to get very, very ridiculous, so to speak.
Yeah, well, we're certainly not back, you know, like it was a few years ago where we had depleted herds and destocked numbers, where a rain event like this would have sent the market off and rallying to, you know, new records. We're at a 28 million head herd now, which is definitely a different situation to be in compared to, you know, what we've seen before.
Yep.
So we're already in a time of year where markets are a bit disrupted due to the public holidays and the, you know, short weeks. So how do you think supply is going to look out, you know, coming up to the next couple of weeks ahead, given all this rain that's come through?
Look, I think supply will be reduced, and subsequently I think processors will be in short supply, and we'll probably see a very strong fat market for the next few weeks, hopefully. Next at least 4 to 6 weeks, but Yeah, after that, I think there's probably going to be a fair few cattle still to deliver. It's probably actually cattle to still deliver that were booked in at some of that older money, so to speak. So, yeah, next 4 to 6 weeks will probably tell a story.
So it sounds like, you know, it might just be pushing the cattle further down the road out to May and June that'll be coming through.
I think so. I think that's a pretty good analysis, yeah.
And what are you seeing on the other end of the, you know, the grain fed market? Are prices, you know, supportive on that side?
Yeah, look, I guess so. I mean, it's a month by month scenario. Certainly the grain price out the other end is dictating where that feeder market is, and thus the feeder market's dictating what the restocker can pay. I think there's been plenty of traders that have been considerably burnt in the last 18 months and probably a bit more of a cautious approach as to what they spend to restock.
Yeah, absolutely. Given the volatility we've seen in price and the uncertainty around the weather over the last 12 months, you know, that makes a lot of sense. But hopefully this rain event gives another good boost to the feed base and we see plenty of oat crops go in, which will give producers some more options.
Yeah, certainly.
Yeah. Beautiful. Well, thanks so much for the update today, Andrew. We really appreciate having you on here to give us a rundown on what you're seeing happen on the ground in the market.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for your time.